Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ernest Maddox of the Point of Light Christian Center and Dr. E. Maddox Ministries. We welcome you from around the world to this broadcast relative and pertinent to the Word of God. We encourage you to call a friend and have them to call in at 646-716-8530 so they can listen on their phones, or go online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Maddox. That's DrMaddox. We are here every Wednesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to encourage you to go to the bookstore, the ministry bookstore, www.DREMADDOX.org. We have a blessing there for you, all kinds of training materials, videos, MP3s that you can benefit from relative to the Word of God. There are three books that we have now: Impact of a Deliverance Prayer, Apostolic Manifesto, and Weapons of Our Warfare. Now, for a period of time, if you purchase Apostolic Manifesto and Weapons of Our Warfare, the book Impact of a Deliverance Prayer will be given free of charge. So I would encourage you to go to the website right now. You can reach us at Dr. E. Maddox Ministry via phone at 248-796-8523, the Point of Light Christian Center, 248-423-9289. We just want to take a moment to ask God to bless us as we move into the Word of God. I know that you will be blessed. So our great Father in heaven, we thank you now for the word that you are about to deliver over these airwaves. All of you be blessed, be delivered, and be empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. Now we will bring that Word of God to you.
Might as well put your hands together. Put them together, come on. I got joy in my
will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Verse 17, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast demons. They will speak with new tongues. Verse 18, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Verse 19, so after the Lord has spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and set down at the right hand of God so he could pay attention. Verse 20, and they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word through the accompanying signs. Amen. And thank you, Jesus. We are more than thankful. We are more than grateful. We are more than powerful. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look, before I proceed, I just want to make you aware of an event that's coming up June 18th. It will be June 18th and 19th at, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Every time you begin to move into deliverance and healing, the enemy attempts to create a problem just like he did just now. But you know what? We're moving forward. We are moving forward. And again, I'm going to announce this. June 18th and 19th. Amen. There's going to be a Rhema word, praise and worship, healing, deliverance, and a prophetic conference entitled Only Believe. Only Believe Conference at Pine Grove Missionary Baptist Church. Praise the Lord, at 1833 South Electric, Detroit, Michigan, 48217. For more information and registration, 313-381-7882. That's the Only Believe Conference at the Pine Grove Missionary Baptist Church, 1388 South Electric, Detroit, Michigan, 48217. Phone number 313-381-7882. Pastored by Reverend Porter. Amen. A man of God serving God. That's Pastor DeBurley Porter. And the guest speaker will be Jonathan Miller. Make sure you are part of this conference starting at 7 p.m. this Thursday and Friday. Look, healing is for the people of God. It's time that we understand deliverance. The deliverance, and that's word up, the word up from God. Look, we are blessed today to have a powerful man of God joining us on this broadcast as we participate in prayer today. Are you with us, Reverend Joe Stevens?
Yes, sir. Bless you.
Bless you, my brother. Look, listening audience, I had a chance, and by the way, I'm going to let him, before I go into how I met him and where I met him, I want him to go ahead and share who he is and where he serves in the body of Christ.
Well,
go ahead, Reverend.
I serve at Pine Grove Missionary Baptist Church, and I know some people, when you hear the word, hear the name Missionary Baptist, you say, oh, but we're a church that believe in the fivefold ministry. We believe in the gifts. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in healing. So I serve here as one of the associate ministers to our pastor, Pastor DeBurley Porter.
Praise the Lord. Reverend, I just want you to share a little bit. I attended a session last Tuesday. I believe not this past Tuesday, but Tuesday of last week, where you were teaching. And why don't you just share what you were teaching on?
Well, we were teaching on deliverance and strongholds. And we believe that many of our brothers and sisters come to church Sunday after Sunday with strongholds, dealing with anger, bitterness, unforgiveness, pride, lust, a lot of other things, you know, self-righteousness even. So we are dealing with deliverance and strongholds. And it's a very important that we start dealing with these matters in the body of Christ so that we can become whole. A stronghold is nothing but a deception of Satan. Satan has no new tricks. He deceived Eve in the garden. He's still doing the same thing today. He deceives us. He tempts us. But we know by God's word that we have control over what we do. Satan can't make us do anything. He can only bring suggestions. But we are the ones who have to make the choice to do or not to do. So we just believe.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Reverend. I want you to continue that thought. But what did you say?
Satan cannot make. I said we have to make the choice to make the right decision, in other words.
Mm-hmm.
God has put us at a free will. He's given us his word. In fact, his word says there's no temptation that such is common to man. But God is faithful, and with that temptation, he will make a way of escape. So he always makes a way for us to escape. We have to choose the escape route.
So we have the power to make a decision.
Yes, sir.
Now, you said you were talking about inner healing and deliverance. Then I want to ask a basic question. Then if we have the power to make a decision, then why do we need God, the Holy Spirit, and why do we need to understand spiritual warfare? I mean, do we have this power innate within us?
We have the Spirit within us, but we still have to allow the Spirit to take control over our minds and our flesh.
Now, which spirit are we talking about? The spirit of man, the spirit of Satan,
or
the spirit of God?
Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And that once the Holy Spirit connects with our spirit, then we can take control over our flesh. Can't do it in and of ourselves, because if we did, then there would be no reason for God or the Holy Spirit. But once we allow our spirit to connect with the Holy Spirit, and redirect, renew our minds and change our minds and change the way that we think, then we can start applying the words, not just hearing the word, not just telling other people about the word, but actually becoming doers of the word.
I want to read something here, Reverend, because I want people to understand. In Acts 1:8,
oh, yes.
It says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Now, I read before we began our dialogue, Mark 16, verses 15 through 20, which talks about signs and wonders. Have you seen any signs and wonders as a result of the preaching of the Word of God? Have you seen any deliverance? I know you are a teacher of it because I heard you teach, but have you witnessed any of these activities as we stated in Mark 16th chapter?
Oh, yes. We've had various ministries. In fact, the day you came to the class, we had prayer after the class. And in fact, we generally leave at 7 o'clock. We didn't leave here until 9 o'clock that night. You prayed for people. There was deliverance. You laid hands on people. There was deliverance. You prophesied to people. There was deliverance. Prior to you coming, we've had Pastor Tony Kemp here the last 3-4 years in a healing ministry. And I'll be the first to admit, the first year he came, I didn't fully buy into it. I believed that there was healing and it was possible, but I didn't believe fully. But God showed me. And it was kind of in the same type situation. He came and just took part in our biblical counseling class that night. And we allowed him to take the second half and minister to us, you know, teach, preach to us. And then he took three individuals, and the one leg was shorter than the other, and it didn't just grow out, it popped out. I mean, it just jumped into place. And then he took another individual who the doctors had told him there was nothing else they could do for her. She had had several back surgeries. And that woman was blessed and healed. And she wasn't even from our church. She was from another church, faith
now,
Christian.
Now, wait a minute. You said you saw legs pop out.
I've seen them grow out, but the very first one I witnessed, it didn't just grow. It like it in the pop or jumped into place. It was about an inch shorter than the other foot, and it just went out immediately. And I think God allowed that to happen for me to see it, for my faith to grow, and for my belief. And then we saw hands. We've seen arms grow out. We've seen instant weight loss, all types of healings. No, but
well,
one of the things we were talking about with you was, also, when you were here, you can get your healing, but the thing is keeping your healing. And that's where deliverance comes in.
Okay.
Sometimes we're dealing with things, unforgiveness, other things that are strongholds in our lives, and we can get healed, but can we keep that healing?
And that's
deliverance.
Well, I just want to simply say that I've been in ministry, I've seen miracles, I've seen healings, but I did not see arms and legs grow out until I got involved with Pastor Phillips at Community AME and Pastor Porter, who have had experience, direct experience. So I just want people to know, I'm from a traditional Sabbath-keeping background, and a Baptist pastor and an AME pastor. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I cast out demons in the name of Jesus. I've had sight restored as a result of my prayers and intervention. Hepatitis, diseases be cured. but I'd never seen limbs grow until I met these two pastors. Again, Pastor Phillips and Pastor Porter. And what I'm saying is that God is crossing denominational lines in order to bring together his body of servants to perform the latter day miracle healing and deliverance activities. And I'm, for one, I'm just rejoicing about it. And as you just heard from Reverend Joe, is what I'll call him, that he also has experienced it. Now, we have time left, because the title of this program is Deliverance. Word up. You have a prayer request, and you are on the line. Simply press 1, and it will signal me that you have an interest in receiving prayer. I don't want you to be afraid. The power of God travels over airways. Am I correct, Reverend?
Yes, sir. There's no space and distance with God.
Did you hear that? No space, no distance with God. Now, some of you may still be thinking, arms and legs growing out. At my church on Sunday, I had a young lady come up and one of the ministers and one of the women serving as a deacon, some of you like to call them deaconesses, and she prayed for the other young lady. She had had no experience in this, and before I could direct her on what to do, the leg was shot out, evened up. The same with her hands. Now, there were some young people there, very young people, 12, 13 years old, and they were sitting, some of them in the front, and they saw it. It changed their life. This is real. God's power is real. Now, I do have the young lady online who was prayed for during the healing explosion, where I witnessed arms and legs grow out. And I'm going to have her join us and let her tell you, in her words, what occurred. And then we're going to ask you to call in if you have a desire for prayer. I know some people are shy to come on the air and do that. We're not going to mention your name, and we're not going to embarrass you. And I'm not going to even mention this young lady's name, but I'm encouraging her, because I see that she's called in to listen, but I want to encourage her to actually say a few words about what she experienced. Praise the Lord. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Look, I just simply want you to share what you experienced when your legs and your arms or your hands got prayed for.
At Pastor Phillips Church?
Yes.
Well, I went to the healing explosion, and we were there for a while, and it was actually after everything was over. and we were packing up some things and getting ready to go, and Pastor Phillips walked up to me and said, "Can I pray for you?" So I said, "Okay." So he had me sit in the chair. He was facing me. We were facing each other. And I put both of my legs out, and he saw that one leg was shorter than the other leg. And so he held my ankles, and he just basically said, "Leg, just grow out in the name of Jesus." And my leg just kind of shot out. It was probably like maybe an inch or half an inch shorter. And it was kind of weird because it almost felt like my leg just jumped, and I kept looking because I haven't seen any personally. So I kept looking. And so then after he had me stand up, and I felt the difference, but I kept kind of moving, kind of unbelief, like, is this really right? Because I guess I didn't want to believe my eyes. And so then I put both of my hands together. He saw that my arms were shorter, and he said the same thing. He just told my arms to go back. And that's when I really saw it was almost like slow motion. But then it was, I guess God was like, okay, let me do it slow so this girl can see. So then I saw that it grew back, and that's when I just was shocked and just really stunned, because I knew that, but I really didn't pay attention. And he prayed for my back and some nerves in my lower back, and I know that my spine is way straighter than it was when I got there. And it seemed like all the rest of that day that I felt my back and my body just kind of readjusting. And it was really awesome, and it was just really shocking that it was just so simple, and it was something that I've been dealing with for a very, very long time, and going to the doctor and being in pain and just kind of pushing through the pain. And within a 5-minute prayer, everything was good. So I was very blessed that night to have him come up to me and just say, "Can I pray for you?" So it was good for me.
Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, young lady, for coming on the air and sharing that. Now, I'm just going to simply say, that's not just for her. Is it, Reverend Joe? It's for everybody, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you can be part of God's end time miracles. Again, I'm going to encourage you to go to the Only Believe Conference, June 18th and 19th, 7 p.m. nightly, hosted by Pastor DeBurley Porter of the Pine Grove Missionary Baptist Church, with the guest Jonathan Miller, and of course Reverend Joe Stevens will be there. And I talked to Pastor Phillips earlier, and he's planning on attending on Thursday, and I, yours truly, will be there both days, Thursday and Friday. And the books that you heard me talk about earlier, I will have those books available for those of you who may be interested. But my encouragement to you is just don't come for books. Come for the miracles of healing that is going to take place. Now, Reverend Joe, that Tuesday
yes, sir.
Evening that I came to Pine Grove, that wasn't a fluke. You do something, when I say you, Pastor Burley and the leadership there does something every Tuesday in the way of advancing the kingdom of God and the fivefold gifts of the fivefold ministry. Can you just share a little bit about that?
Well, we have Bible class every Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. And we teach the lessons, but we also have to be open to the move of God. Yesterday, just with one person giving a comment, Pastor Porter listened, Spirit revealed something to him, and He gave a word of knowledge to this individual. And that individual was totally blessed. And it was helping bring that person out further into their ministry. So, you know, there's always, we're so, in today's church, we're so into our programs and what we have to do. Sometimes we don't open our minds and leave room for God to move. So we just have to be ready and be open. And, you know, God has a way of doing things that sometimes we just don't understand. I remember several years back, my father-in-law was having knee replacement. I was at Wyandotte Henry Ford, and it was so noisy in the waiting room. I went out into the hallway, and I was reading, "Lord, Change Me." And this white pastor come out. He was visiting a family there. And he come out. He was in a hurry to get somewhere. And he stopped, he nodded at me, smiled. And I nodded at him, smiled. And he made about three more steps and just stopped dead in his tracks. And he turned and looked at me. And the Holy Spirit, this was a Presbyterian pastor. The Holy Spirit told him to come back. And he spoke into my life. He asked me what I was reading. And I said, I was reading, "Lord, Change Me." He said, "Oh, you're a Christian?" I said, "Yes, sir." And he just told me to be ready and be open. He didn't know what that meant, but God would show me. That's what the Holy Spirit told him. And then I asked him, I said, "Well, let me pray for you." That young man had only been at that church 1 year. His wife had fell and broke her leg in several spots. They had a child that had some other health challenges. So he had a lot going on with him. And just asking, I said, "Well, you know, I can't pray for you if I don't know your name. Let me pray for you." He says, "No, let me pray for you first." And he prayed for me. And I'm not good at remembering names, but I still know that pastor's name, Pastor Arthur Holberg.
Praise the Lord.
And God can use anyone. I went to a health food store, and Jill for Jesus spoke all into my life at a health food store. You know, so is there anything impossible for God? No. God can use anyone that's open and obedient. So I would just suggest for people that are coming, be ready, be open, and come with expectation.
Come with expectation. Look, I know that many of you are listening now. You're wondering, you're thinking, you're probably saying, "Well, I don't know if I want to be prayed for over the radio, over the air. I don't know if God will hear me. Look, I got problems. I made mistakes." Some of you might even say, "I have too many sins to be healed." I say to you, come to God, come to Jesus. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that you may be healed, that you may be delivered, and that you may sustain your healing and your deliverance through a relationship with him. Look, we still have time to pray for you. We don't need 2 hours. We don't even need 20 minutes. All we need is a few seconds to go to the throne of God on your behalf. Just press that button. Press number one. If you have a desire for prayer, and me and my fellow minister of God, Reverend Joe Stevens. Am I pronouncing your last name correctly, Reverend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We'll intercede for you, with you, before the throne of God, and watch God work over the airwaves. As Reverend Joe said earlier, distance, time, and space, nor issues, nor anything. In Revelations, or should I say Romans, the 8th chapter, it says nothing. Life nor death, nor angels, nor principalities, nor issues, nothing can separate you from the love of your Father in heaven, which is in Christ Jesus. You have a right to be healed, to be delivered, to be happy economically and spiritually and emotionally and physically. A God-given right through the blood of Jesus. Reverend Joe, if you could say one thing to someone who is struggling right now, what would it be?
Well, God has told us to have faith. And sometimes we don't. We haven't experienced something or haven't been taught certain things, so we doubt. And with anything that God does, there's always a counterfeit in place. One of the things I thought about with this healing situation, yes, there's people out there that's not this counterfeit, but you know, there's counterfeit bills made every day, but does that stop us from spending money? No, it doesn't. God is using, we have to believe his word. We have to trust his word. You know,
amen.
One of the scriptures that comes to mind too, Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. So,
well, thank
if
you,
we confess.
I just need to say this. You know, time goes so fast, and we are out of time.
Praise
thank
Lord.
You, Reverend Joe, for joining me.
Thank
you, thank listeners.
Thank you, Dr. Maddox.
For being with us. Remember the conference. Be blessed. And may God always give you the victory.